Now in the 12th month, on the 13th day of the month, which is Adar, the letters written by the king arrived. In that day the adversaries of the Jews perished, for no one resisted, through fear of them. For the chiefs of the local governors and the princes and the royal scribes honored the Jews, for the fear of Mordecai was upon them. For the order of the king was in force, that he should be celebrated in all the kingdom. In the city Susa the Jews killed 500 men, including Pharsanus, Delphon, Phasga, Pharadatha, Bera, Sarbaka, Marmasima, Rophias, Arceus, and Zabuthias, the 10 sons of Haman, the son of Hammedatha the Bugean, the enemy of the Jews, and they plundered their property on the same day. The number of those who perished in Susa was reported to the king. Then the king said to Esther, "The Jews have slain 500 men in the city Susa. What do you think they have done in the rest of the country? What more do you ask that it may be done for you?" Esther said to the king, "Let it be granted to the Jews to do the same to them tomorrow. Also, hang the bodies of the 10 sons of Haman." He permitted it to be done, and he gave up to the Jews of the city the bodies of the sons of Haman to hang. The Jews assembled in Susa on the 14th day of Adar and killed 300 men, but plundered no property. The rest of the Jews who were in the kingdom assembled and helped one another and obtained rest from their enemies, for they destroyed 15,000 of them on the 13th day of Adar, but took no spoil. They rested on the 14th of the same month and kept it as a day of rest with joy and gladness. The Jews in the city of Susa assembled also on the 14th day and rested, and they also observed the 15th with joy and gladness. On this account, then, the Jews dispersed in every foreign land keep the 14th of Adar as a set apart day with joy, each sending gifts of food to his neighbor. Mordecai wrote these things in a book and sent them to the Jews, as many as were in the kingdom of Ahasuerus, both those who were near and those who were far away, to establish these as joyful days, and to keep the 14th and 15th of Adar. For on these days the Jews obtained rest from their enemies. And in that month, which was Adar, in which a change was made for them from mourning to joy and from sorrow to a holiday, to spend the whole of it in good days of feasting and gladness, sending portions to their friends and to the poor. And the Jews consented to this, as Mordecai wrote to them, showing how Haman, the son of Hammedatha the Macedonian, fought against them, how he made a decree and cast lots to destroy them utterly. Also, how he went into the king, telling him to hang Mordecai. But all the calamities he tried to bring upon the Jews came upon himself, and he was hanged along with his children. Therefore these days were called Purim, because of the lots, for in their language they are called Purim, because of the words of this letter, and because of all they suffered on this account, and all that happened to them. Mordecai established it, and the Jews took upon themselves, upon their offspring, and upon those who were joined to them to observe it, neither would they on any account behave differently. But these days were to be a memorial kept in every generation, city, family, and province. These days of Purim shall be kept forever, and their memorial shall not fail in any generation. Queen Esther, the daughter of Aminadab, and Mordecai the Jew wrote all that they had done and gave the confirmation of the letter about Purim. Mordecai and Esther the queen established this decision on their own, pledging their own well-being to their plan. And Esther established it by a command forever, and it was written for a memorial.